Dear brethren, we have, some very special promises that are ours to claim in this harvest period of the church. Our Father promises to especially be with us during this hour of temptation. He will send us a special message of truth that will not lie, that will help us to stand and not to fall into the test of this period. God will keep us under his wings and deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. God's holy angels will bear up the last or feeble members of the church and keep them from stumbling under a stone of doctrinal deception. The church will not stay asleep in death at this time, but be raised in the twinkling of an eye. Now let us look more carefully at these special promises that we have been given for reassurance and refreshment in this hour of temptation, and how they will help us. The lightnings enlightened the world, Psalms 97. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, and art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright of heart. I believe this scriptural reference is to the harvest period of the gospel age. Can you see the flashes of lightning of various truths about institutional leadership escaping the grasps of their leaders? Can you sense the hills or nations melting under the heat of public examination? The lightnings have illuminated mankind to the rights of humanity, and the court of an increasing educated public is scrutinizing long-held prejudices and injustices to hear their fellow man. Is there a promise to the saints somewhere in the context? Can you find it? He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. So the saints are preserved or rescued out of the hand of the wicked during this time. And how does this happen? It tells you in the following verse how the saints are rescued from the immoral of this world. By the illumination of the truth, its sanctifying power, for the saints are sanctified or set apart by God's truth. And it brings proportional joy to all who can appreciate it. The spiritual perception gains leverage through the light of present truth. It preserves us in a morally decaying society with all of their fleshly lusts for pleasure. There is a power of faith in these promises for us, for those that can claim in full confidence God's precious promises to them. Here is another harvest promise to the saints. There is a river, Psalms 46, 4 and 5. The streams thereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. What is this river, and who is the city of God? When will God give his saints the promised help in time of need? We understand the river to be God's word, the fountain of truth and grace. We suggest the city of God is the kingdom of God, of Christ, and of the 144,000, you and me, if faithful. When will God give the saints this promised help? At the dawning of her morning, as the Leaser Bible states it. When is that? I suggest that it especially applies when the last saint goes beyond the veil at the very onset of the dark night or night, and her morning, that is the church's, will begin before the morning of the mediatorial kingdom. Volume 3, page 230, Revelation 6:17. Another promise of this harvest saints is found in Habakkuk 2, 2 and 3. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision, and make it plain upon the tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak, and, notice, not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. We're promised in the end that the vision will surely come. It will not lie. In other words, it will be the unchanging truth for the truth hungry. Wait on the vision's expectations. Don't give up on the promise of God that it will surely come, although seem to tarry. This vision's truth will help you to run for the prize of the high calling. The vision you will be given in the harvest time will not lie. That's a promise, a divine promise, that the harvest message is truthful for the saints. Matthew 24, 45 to 47. And I know I'm preaching the choir here. But who then is that faithful and wise servant whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Verily I say unto you that he, Christ Jesus, shall make him ruler over all his goods, his spiritual goods, of the truth's vision that was promised. Revelation 3:20, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him, and I will sup with him, and he with me. Brethren, the word sup here is dipaneo, which literally means to dine in the Greek, as dining with an evening meal. Have we not been given a lovely evening supper, dear friends? This meal truly gives us spiritual nourishment to run this race in this hour of temptation in which we presently live. This fulfilled promise has certainly helped us to have much better clarity of vision to understand those events happening all around us. Psalms 91, 1-7, He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. In other words, those are the consecrated class who dwell in the secret place of the Most High, abide very closely to the Father's feathers of divine promises. And because of their unwavering trust in His promises, God will deliver them from the pestilences of satanic error and sophistry, as well as the moral decline of our harvest period culture. Deliver us from the pestilence of evolutionary theories that deny the ransom. Deliver us from the spiritism concepts and its many other tentacles of entrapment. Deliver us from Christian Sciences and other no-ransom doctrines that have stumbled so many others. God's truth shall be our shield against everything that would harm us spiritually. Now continuing in Psalms 91, Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. What is this terror by night, and when is it? We believe that the Scriptures suggest a night in which no man can work. John 9:4. It's a time just ahead, I believe, when the consecrated will no longer be able to disseminate the truth in the United States of America. Volume 2, page 361. We believe the terror spoken of here will be a persecution of the saints, the feet members. And just as it says in Genesis that the serpent, Satan, will bruise the heel of the woman, the feet members will be attacked by slanderous words and actions, I believe, in the days ahead. Revelation 12:17 and Romans 16:20. When you walk through a door, what is the last part of your body that goes through the door? It's your feet, isn't it? So too, we believe the scripture strongly suggests that the very last members of the church will suffer persecution still to come, when no one can disseminate the truth without persecution and punishment. But it promises the saints here that they shall not fall. And brethren, what's the promise to the consecrated new creature during these last days? Will we not have divine protection until the end of our course? Psalms 91:10-12. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. The promise is that there shall no evil befall thee. That is, nothing can harm the new creature who is staying very close to the Lord's protection in the truth. And God will not only guard the saints with spiritual angels, we believe, but faithful elders and pastors who will protect the saints by preaching the harvest truths necessary for their protection and clarity of understanding. And what part of the body members will be subject to the stone of doctrinal errors? It's the feet members. Again, the very last members of the church class. So how is it that we are protected, dear friends? It's the harvest truth that we've been given. Psalms 91:13-16, thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou tremble under feet. Shall tremble under feet. Because he hath set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. These are all special promises to us, right? I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Brother, I believe that the context of Psalms 91 is especially for those of us in this end of the gospel age harvest. Ephesians 6:10-13, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. And another promise to the harvest period saints, found in 1 Corinthians and in Revelation harvest chapters, it's a special promise of encouragement that in this period we will not have to wait for our change, but God will raise us up in the what? Twinkling of an eye. 1 Corinthians 15:51-53. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. And we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Revelation 14:13. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. I believe that's the case since 1878. Still yet another promise to us, namely in Revelation 18:4, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins, and that ye receive not of her plagues. We understand this time period beginning again in 1878. Here we believe the scriptures promise those faithful consecrated that if they come out of the nominal systems of Babylon, the promise is that they will not receive the plagues that will come on the rest of churchianity. How do they come out? By hearing the call, the voice of their true returned shepherd, their King, Christ Jesus. They have gathered themselves together as eagles or vultures to a carcass of heavenly truth. And as a consequence, their eyes of understanding are open to the hopeless condition of the churches today. And these obedient Christians do not absorb the punishing exposures of truth that condemn Babylon for their injustices, doctrinal errors, and lowering of standards. The promise is that they will not receive the plagues that come upon the church systems that have been rejected because of her iniquities. Dear brethren, I believe we can all see that our Heavenly Father has given us some very precious promises at the end of the harvest. We see how He has promised to especially be with us during this hour of temptation, that He will keep us under the wings, His wings, and deliver us from the snares of the adversary and the noisome pestilence. Our hearts are reassured that God's holy angels will bear us up and keep us from stumbling over deceptions within and without the church. We understand that God gave us a special vision of the divine truth in these last days through His appointed servant that would not lie, but be true in its scriptural support. We are also joyful that, unlike our brothers and sisters who slept during the gospel age, we will all be changed in the twinkling of an eye when we die, if faithful. These promises, and even more, are the Spirit's refreshment and peace of mind that God has given the saints to echo amongst themselves. For faith can firmly trust Him, come what may.